so excited to be sharing with you journeys in food, nutrition, and sustainability. But first, I am currently a student nutritionist, having completed 4 years studying food science and nutrition at the University of Leeds. While I am working towards my accreditation, I am not yet an accredited nutritionist. And the thing we talk about on this podcast is our own experiences on our own journeys, and nothing should be taken as personalised nutritional advice. If you want nutritional advice, you should contact a registered nutritionist or dietitian. Other resources available to you include the EFSA, the WHO, and the NHS websites. Now, let's get on with the podcast. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to Journeys in Food, Nutrition and Sustainability, a podcast where myself and my guests share our journeys in these fields, from the past to present and our aims for the future, in the hope that we can inspire your journeys. I'm Amelia, student nutritionist with a passion for the environment, and your host of Journeys in Food, Nutrition and Sustainability. I'll be starting my Master's in Clinical and Public Health Nutrition at UCL in September, having studied food science and nutrition for 4 years now, both at the University of Leeds and Queensland University of Technology in Australia. I am passionate about sharing simplified nutrition and ways to reduce our impact on the environment. I am also delighted to share the music on this podcast with you by my very talented cousin, Will Taylor. Welcome to Journeys in Food, Nutrition and Sustainability. I am joined today by twin sisters, Asta and Arpita, who have spent several years studying food and nutrition. They grew up in India, where they shared a passion for cooking with their granny and proceeded to study food and nutrition at both undergraduate and postgraduate level, in addition to obtaining several months' experience in hospitals. Asta and Arpita are currently on their second Master's in Food Business Management at the University of West London. Along with this, they have recently set up their own Instagram page, where they share their passion for cooking and growing their own fruits and vegetables. I am so grateful to have both Asta and Arpita here today to talk about their journey in food, nutrition and sustainability. We are going to be talking about how they got to where they are today, where they are now, and their hopes and plans for the future. They have been on their journey in food, nutrition, and sustainability together, and I can't wait to learn more about it today.
When both of us together, it's double the fun.
Hello, Asta and Arpita. How are you both today?
Hi, I'm Arpita, and we're doing great. She's Asta. So we are nutritionists, and we're currently pursuing our master's, a double master actually, from the University of West London. So we're pursuing a food and business management course here. We started this end. Talking more about ourselves, we hold our schooling and our bachelor's, master's back from India. I'm also a gold medalist from my master's degree. Talking about my work experience, I worked in few hospitals as a clinical nutritionist. Basically, I dealt with lots of patients with kidney disorders, heart problems, diabetes, etc. So Basically, I've come to London to develop myself in terms of management aspects of nutrition and food. So this course will eventually lead us to a big journey.
That all sounds very exciting. You mentioned you're a gold medalist from your master's degree. Could you explain a little bit about what that means?
Okay, gold medalist is when you pursue a course, for example, master's degree, and then you top the course, like you're the topper. So you get a gold medal from the university. So
that's amazing. And you say you're doing a double master's. Does that mean you're doing your second master's or something else?
Yes, that's a double master's in a sense. We did one master's in food and nutrition from Jadavpur University, India. And then here we are doing food business management. So it has more business management aspects into it. So it draws both nutrition and management.
Yeah, so this is the kind of second master's. Yeah.
And just for our listeners who aren't aware already, Asta and Arpita are twins. It's so incredible that you've been on this journey together, and thank you so much for sharing a little piece of it with me today. I feel very privileged. How have you both found sharing this journey together?
Yeah, it was really fun journey. We had each other's back and we were helping each other, and then we were working together, and then we opened our own Instagram account 2 months back.
And what's that called?
It's called Asta Arpita Diaries.
I would definitely recommend going and checking out Asta and Arpita's account. I will link their account on the IGTV, which will relate to this podcast, over on my Instagram page.
So you can learn more about us. We have strong passion for food, nutrition, gardening, traveling, sports. So we post all our pictures there.
So what inspired you guys to begin with your food and nutrition journey? Did you talk about it together, or was it a separate thing? Did you both have a passion for it and it came together? How did it develop?
It's always been together. We're born and brought up in the same house and going to the same school, same university. So it's always been twin journey together. It's the same passion for food, nutrition, travel, sports. So it's a collective. I think when both of us together, it's double the fun.
And I know, as we're talking about your Instagram page, you talk a bit about baking on it. What's your passion for cooking?
So basically, I'm a sweet tooth person. I myself love sweets and confectionaries. I can't live without sweets. But then also, we have a strong passion for baking. As in, we aim to develop new products, for example, cakes, pastries, and cookies, which replaces sugar, which has many ill effects on our health we use. So substituting that sugar with more of sugar alternatives, like stevia is an alternative to sugar, and then replacing butter and more of oil. So we are in the process of substituting the unhealthy items with the healthy ones.
Oh, that is brilliant. Trying to cater for everyone's needs and giving people options, and doing that by bringing together your studies and your passions for cooking. That's really cool. So I don't know much about stevia, but what I do know, correct me if I'm wrong, stevia is often used as an alternative to sugar due to its sweetness, and it is not linked with the negative health effects of refined sugar. As well, limiting your sugar intake is in line with the government's recommendations. But I do think it needs to be shared that while sugar should be limited in our diets, it is not something that must be avoided at all times or completely excluded from our diets unless you have a dietary need or other health conditions. It is perfectly fine to enjoy sugar in your cakes and other things throughout the day. What I would say is that it's increasing the awareness of the health effects of sugar, and in general, having that awareness of the health effects of our diet. And then giving people that information is so important so that they can make an educated choice and have a healthy relationship with their diet. So I'm just wondering, do you run this as a business at the moment, or is it just for friends and family?
Friends and family at the moment.
Yeah.
I wish you luck on that journey in the future. So I love talking about food and nutrition with you, and your journey has been so amazing studying your undergraduate and then doing a double master's. I'm also interested in sustainability, and I know you have mentioned gardening before. So how does gardening fit into your life?
Okay, gardening, when I was way back in India, that is a metropolitan city. We lived in apartments, so it wasn't greenery. I had a passion for it when I was young. I used to have small pots way back in India, but here I have a huge garden. So there we have planted tomatoes, cucumbers, and we have a herb garden as well. Like, we just grew up mustard, methi, coriander. So, and from the scratch, we soaked the seeds and then we grew the plants. My interest in gardening is growing, so I'm just mad about it. And so I'm trying out different plants.
And, I love that.
And we have more of potatoes and strawberries, blueberries. So it's just a harvest time, I think, in a few months.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it.
So you're definitely becoming more self-sustainable.
Yes.
I grow some of my own veggies too. And I think one of my favourites is lettuce, because if you buy a big bag of lettuce or spinach, it usually goes off. And you know when you get those gross bits at the bottom of the pack, and you're like, oh, I feel so bad wasting this, but it kind of smells and it's really not very nice. If you're growing it yourself, you just cut what you need, and it's quite a distant supply.
Yeah.
And I love that you mentioned that you're growing blueberries. How have you found growing them?
Okay, we have this carpenter's market. So we get the small plants from there, the small plantlings of the fruits, and then we put it in the soil and allow it to grow.
You look after them well.
Yeah.
It definitely takes a lot of care. Another thing that I think is good about growing your own, becoming more self-sustainable, is that you're getting the plant straight from the tree. So it's not traveled miles across the world to get to you. And that comes back to the nutrition of it all. I remember as part of my study, we've spoken about blueberries, which are infamous for their antioxidants. But quite often, by the time they get to our plates, if they've come from a different country, they're not as nutritious as they used to be.
Yeah, they lose their nutrition on its way.
So loving the self-growing if you can. And then if you have a smaller garden or just a windowsill, as you guys have mentioned, herbs, it's like every little bit that you can do, isn't it?
Not
even herb, we can plant, like, for example, vegetables like potato. You just need a potato in itself, and then with small tubers on it, the eye potato eye is what we call, and then you just plant it in soil, and in a week or 2 weeks it will sprout up.
I'm sure people will be really excited to hear that, and they might go out and do that themselves. We've actually just started planting some pumpkins, which we're hoping will be here for October. And I know we've spoken about this, we've touched on your Instagram. How are you finding being on social media?
Yeah, it's been great, you know, socializing with people and then sharing your posts and people asking you about the recipes of dishes which we make and present to them. And it's the socializing part is going really well.
I love that.
Talking about social media, we have made new friends from this university. They have helped us a lot and being a part of our journey. So I think this plays a major role in educating people about nutrition. For example, keeping themselves healthy, staying fit. I think that is what all matters at the moment.
I like that you are using your Instagram to try and help people. We've just been talking about now and your masters and all of this. But why don't you tell me a bit about you two growing up as sisters, where your passions developed. I would love to know about that. If you could tell me a bit more about your journey.
Okay, so we've been grown up in a family fond of nutrition, and then we both started supporting each other, and then we went in a college where we both studied the same thing, the nutrition, and we enjoyed it, and then we thought that later in life we might start up with our own business. So that's how we came here, and then after completing our masters, we came here last year on a tourist visa, and then we started looking for more options, and then we can expand our future plans. We found out that there's something more we can do to it. We can also go for the management and the business aspect of it. So we are here now pursuing an MA in food business management.
Yeah, until college, I hadn't decided that it is nutrition that I want to pursue. So during my school days, actually, my granny used to prepare nutritious, tasty meals for us. I was fond of eating them. Then it was during my college days that I think it's the mutual interest which developed. Yeah, it was an upcoming field. So I think we just gave it a try. Like, it was something new for us, growing up with delicious meals. And then we started learning how to cook from our granny. So that is what motivated us. And then we grew and we specialized into this field. This city just grasped our interest. And it was like, we have to stay here and we have to learn more about nutrition and the course. I think this city, it's something it's meant to be.
Oh, that's so lovely that your journey has progressed as a family thing. Like you say, your granny was passionate, she cooked for you, and now you and twins are doing it together.
I think most of the conversation in my house, it was regarding food. Food, and food. And I think it had to be, it was meant to be that we are in food. So
it was meant to be. Oh, I love it. So how have you both found studying your second master's?
Great. We started our journey in January. So it was just two to three months and before this lockdown. And then we had like classes online. So we're looking forward to September, where the classes will be face-to-face, mostly, hopefully. We're not sure about anything yet.
In India, we had more theoretical knowledge. So we learned more of theoretical knowledge on different aspects of nutrition and food, food preservation, microbiology, bakery aspects. And then here, it's more of practical knowledge that we are gaining. Yeah. So there's a huge difference. So I think overall, we'll have the theoretical and the practical knowledge. So which will, I think, which is essential to be updated and to be complete in our an overall sense of nutrition.
Yes, my undergraduate degree has been in food science and nutrition, and just getting that extra bit of knowledge about food and how food interacts and the process of developing food, I really value that as my basis for nutrition. How long have you got left of your master's? What are you looking to achieve this summer?
So we have 1.5 years left to complete our master's. Wow. I guess the 1.5 year course. So we'll be enjoying a lot of things. And this summer, we're looking forward to like a lot of things, as we already mentioned, planting, cooking, learning new things.
And also we are planning to open our website. So we are thinking of posting more of recipes and making people aware of the nutritional side of the foods, the ingredients with the nutritional, the functional properties which they provide. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more about encouraging people and making people aware of the food and its nutrients. So we're looking forward to it. So we are working on that.
And when are you going to roughly be releasing that?
Maybe in a few months, maybe 2 to 3 months. We are preparing for it. So hopefully by September or October.
And you've mentioned a little bit about obviously a website, a future career in this, working together. Is that the plan for the future? Would you tell me a bit more about where you see yourself?
Okay, it's something like we do own of our own. Our own setting where we can encourage more people. We look forward to having an entire setting where Asa will be the nutritionist, and then on the other side, I can do a baking business kind of thing where I can make healthy baked products and desserts. So I think it will not only be limited to a dietitian or nutritionist job. So it will be more than that.
Yeah,
I think it will be a dual thing.
Wow.
Yeah, with a great potential and a constant drive to help people in which ways like they can develop a healthier lifestyle and achieve their weight goals and balance.
It is so important to remember nutrition is not just about one nutrient or food. It's about a whole diet, a whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
So being able to promote all of that is so important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners?
Okay. So basically, today we have lots of information and sources related to nutrition. There are lots of websites on Google itself. So it's basically educating ourselves through proper authentic sources regarding nutrition and food and their role which they play in our body and maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So we should definitely go and look for authentic sources to rely on regarding food and nutrition, because no random information can help us achieve our goals. So I think it's essential to educate ourselves first.
And this is websites such as the WHO, the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization, the FAO, the USDA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The British Nutrition Foundation, IFSC, all the authentic sources which we should look for.
And if you do have a problem, reaching out to an accredited nutritionist or an accredited dietitian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about nutrition as well, I think, as I already mentioned, we should start with all the resources we have. So I think home gardening is the best thing which at the time we can do. And if we have little garden, even that will work. So we can just pour a few seeds or herbs or try small plants. I think to make the world more sustainable, that is a small step that we take that actually counts. Mm-hmm. So I think home gardening should be taken as a small startup thing. So growing more herbs, more plants, and then incorporating them in salads.
I love to finish by asking all of my guests, if each of you could sum up in a sentence, a few words or a quote, advice that you would give to people on their journeys in food, nutrition, cooking, sustainability.
Okay, so it's difficult to summarize in one line, but I think food and nutrition is something which comes from within, and you got to adopt to healthy lifestyles in order to stay healthy. Thank you.
Yeah, what I would say is achieving small goals motivates you to do your best, keep going, and do not stop. So the power is in your hands, and the decision is yours.
I love that. Small goals, exactly. It's not about making a whole change tomorrow. It's can you achieve one little thing in the next week and then maybe another change after that? But if you can't, that's okay. Just keep on working on those small goals.
Yeah, because long-term goals, if you keep too many things at one time, you may not be able to cope up with that. So keeping small goals, achieving them, and then planning for the next one.
Thank you both for such an amazing chat today. And I wish you both luck on the rest of your journey.
Thank you for having us here with you.
I've had such an interesting chat today with Asta and Arpita about their journey, finding out their passions for nutrition and cooking and their inspirations. Join me next Sunday for more journeys in food, nutrition and sustainability.